You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Faith in Jesus is not just for Sundays. It's for the working days of the week. Faith in Jesus Christ works. It works in everything, on every day, at every time of the day. Concluding a little section where he'd been talking about the life Christ gives, Paul said to the Colossians, "Faith uplifts, faith renews, faith builds beautifully. Faith learns to forgive because it is faith in Christ who always forgives. Faith expresses itself in genuine love. Faith produces peace in human life. Faith is thankful and faith sings." Putting the whole business in one little sentence, Paul added, "Everything, whatever you do, in word or in deed, everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Faith is good on the day of rest, and it is just as good on a working day. Faith works when you're having a good time, and it works just as well when you're slaving away. Faith in Christ thrives on work and makes it a satisfying thing, just as it enjoys worship of the living God with a constant spirit of thanksgiving. Faith smiles while the whole world frowns. Faith in Christ, the living Son of the living God, will not hold still for the goofing off, sloppy workmanship, lack of pride in one's work, and lack of respect for fellow workers that are often so characteristic, even among people who consider themselves religious. Looking upon themselves as pious and praiseworthy, religious people often live out their lives in the same drab fashion as those who have no knowledge of God and show no enthusiasm for him. They engage in the same foul language at work and resort to the same backbiting, constantly grousing and complaining, because that seems to be what is expected of workers who are slaves to their work. Someone has pointed out that the greatest Christian witness in the apostolic age was offered by working people whose newfound faith in Christ released them from their slave mentality. They helped to change the world. Their joy in Christ ennobled their work and convinced others, including those who thought of themselves as masters, that faith in Christ works in everything, at every time, and every place. To working people, Paul said, "Show respect in every way to those who according to the flesh are your masters, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in simplicity of heart, showing reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, do it from the heart as to the Lord, and not to men, knowing that you will receive from the Lord the real recompense of the inheritance. Serve the Lord Christ." It's a new way of life, to have faith in Christ. It produces new attitudes and new actions that do make friends and influence people for Christ. Faith in Christ is not a matter of toadying to others simply to gain favor, but rather an expression of a new spirit to put steel in the spine and a burning flame in the heart. It produces not pain, but pleasure, giving satisfaction to the doer and also to the one for whom it is done. Not so long ago, a pastor told me about the experiences of members of his own family in their everyday work. His son-in-law worked for one of the largest firms in the world. When the employees went to parties, their superiors often told dirty jokes. The employees felt they ought to say, "I don't appreciate this kind of disgusting behavior." But their jobs are on the line. Their future depends on what they say. If they don't laugh at the putrid joke, they feel they cannot move ahead. A girl in the family is diligent and conscientious. It irritates her that other girls in the office use the telex machine to play Trivial Pursuit. It's not uncommon that workers are lazy, irresponsible, interested mostly in coffee breaks and vacations. One woman's husband used to be an air controller. He worked hard, but his superiors cautioned him, "You're doing too much." He was not fired, but he got another job anyway where he could throw himself wholeheartedly into his work. The daughter-in-law of this man worked for a company where another employee ripped her off trying to climb the ladder by lying about the quality of her work at a meeting where other employees were present. He tried to get her job, but he did not succeed. Another man worked for a firm that equips vans. He had a business partner who nearly bankrupted the company, at one time buying a Cadillac for his wife and charging it off as a company expense. Some workers are constantly being bombarded by criticism. A man's wife worked in a clothing store while she was attending college. The boss constantly criticized her and told her, "You shouldn't tell the whole truth. If the dress doesn't look good on a customer or doesn't fit, that's her problem. Tell her that it looks gorgeous." The girl blew her stack, as we say, and the boss treated her with some respect after that. Others find that some of the people they work with are jealous. They refuse to share their experience. They figure others will use their knowledge in order to advance faster and thus get ahead of them. People who love, trust, and follow Jesus can be expected to be a special breed. They demonstrate their faith under the most difficult conditions. They are dependable and faithful. A good friend of mine has an aunt, a single woman, 82 years old. She worked full-time until a couple of years ago as a secretary for a business that sells light fixtures to contractors. The owner pleaded with her to stay at work long after the usual retirement age because she did the work of three ordinary secretaries. She knew the business, was devoted and dependable. Her practice was to come to the office an hour or so early in the morning to avoid the heavy traffic, and then she worked during that hour. Finally, her boss let her retire, but only partially. She still works a day or two every week. By the way, she's a most generous woman, contributing liberally to the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ all over the world. Believers in Jesus are honest. They are not just putting on an act. They don't do their work with eye service, as Paul put it in a great big word, and as men pleasers, another big word. They do it in simplicity of heart out of respect for the Lord. Not so long ago, a friend of mine met an auto mechanic at a mission convocation conducted by the church. The man told him that his duty is to replace parts. He does this only when replacement is necessary. He does not rip off customers, putting in parts that are unnecessary. Those who love, trust, and obey Jesus put a definite value on their work. They express that value in their lives. It is Christian value. It is done for Christ, without apology and also without fear. Believers in Christ show concern for their fellow workers. They have a heart for others. They take a personal interest in those who work with them. They don't just give somebody the time of day. They show their love for Christ by the way they treat their fellow workers. They try to help. Believers in Jesus are mindful of the Lord while they are on the job. This is not Sunday morning religion. It is faith for every day. It is showing love for Christ every day of the week, not just on the first day of the week. Fortunately, God shows His love on every day of the week, not just on the first day of the week. He gives faith to people, faith in Christ His Son and the Savior of the world, to save them from a life of goofing off. He forgives for the sake of His Son, Jesus Christ, to give people a new life. Not without reason, He calls that life eternal life. It is not here today and gone tomorrow. It is life that lasts, leading people to go and grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. God offers you that life right now. It's His gift to you. You have it in Christ as you welcome the grip with which Christ takes hold of you. The grasp of Christ is not slavery, but perfect freedom. In the freedom of Christ, which he himself had come to know by faith in Jesus Christ, Paul said to people for everyday living, whatever you do in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus knew and Jesus knows all about everyday living. He took it himself and he gives it to his friends. Jesus was where the action is, among tax gatherers and fishermen, women taking care of their families, and also women who had made some pretty bad mistakes. Poor people and wealthy people, religious people and non-church people. His teachings are full of illustrations involving woodworkers, vineyard keepers, vineyard workers, shepherds, stewards, judges, farmers, all kinds of people. He himself was never alienated from everyday living and from the hard work of everyday living. He was in the world, touched by the world, but not overcome by the world. He always stood for what is true and right. He proclaimed the kingdom of God. He ministered to people at their work, in their play, at home and outside the home. He died for the world, outside the city walls. And his body was laid into a tomb which had never been used before. He was raised from the dead when the stone was rolled away from that tomb. Now he reigns as Lord of heaven and earth. Whether you go for him or not, Jesus Christ will be Lord. Jesus knocks on your door to be at home with you, wherever you are and whatever you do. He is important to you, to your home and to your work. It is important that you feel at home with him. He wipes out the guilt that you feel having gone your own way, maybe for a long time. He gives you the joy to be at home with him. He gives you a heart that trusts him and loves him just as he loves, forgives, and gives you life day to day. Faith in Jesus, which really trusts him, gives work a whole new focus. Life becomes good again with Jesus, powered as it is by his grace and constant personal care. Someone has said that Jesus doesn't need people who do extraordinary things so much as he needs ordinary people who do ordinary things extraordinarily well. He needs people who will do what St. Paul said God expects of his people. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we command you to lead orderly lives and work to earn your living. Do not become tired of doing good. Work becomes a good thing when it is looked upon as a calling. Martin Luther always spoke about good, worthwhile work as a calling from God. God expects people to do a good job as a service to him and to others. It's a witness, as is everything, whether word or deed, to faith in Christ. Jesus expects his people to follow their calling, whatever it may be at the moment, with the courage of faith in him. The calling may involve just answering the phone, or helping to write a necessary report, or taking care of a sink full of dirty dishes, or putting up with a foreman who is hard to take. There's a challenge in all of these situations. The challenge is to be Christ-like on the job. In everything, whether in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. It's great to be alive in Jesus Christ. It's great to have the joy of work with faith in Christ that everything will come out all right. It's great to show patience when everybody else is impatient. It's great to be kind when others are inconsiderate or even nasty. It's great to be in the company of Jesus with faith in him who is always and constantly on the job. It's great to be a follower when he is the leader. It's great on Sunday, or whatever day may be your day of rest and worship. And it is just as great on Monday morning when it shows what you are made of. In everything, whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, constantly living a life of thanksgiving to God the Father through him. Amen.